Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So let me ask you a question. What would it be like to be a second-class citizen in your own homeland? Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's exactly what you become when you convert to Christianity in Malaysia. Many families will undertake desperate measures so that converts will once again be considered Muslim.
There's a purification center there that they will torture and beat, use all sorts of psychological things on these people to get them to reconvert to Islam.
Christians in Malaysia need to know they haven't been forgotten by the body of Christ.
We pray that they would be able to feel the presence of the Lord, have the kind of teaching that they need to so they can be strong in their faith, and that they would not let fear overwhelm them.
There's been a landmark Supreme Court case in Malaysia regarding constitutional rights, Sharia law, Christianity, and conversion. Get the details at missionnews.org. And a lot can change in just a year. A year ago, Greg Yoder joined Keys for Kids as executive director, and since then, he's seen some pretty amazing changes.
We've been able to see our radio station, keysforkids.net, take off. We've got more than 16,000 people listening to that radio outreach right now, and we're excited about that.
From translating their devotionals into other languages to a brand new app, there are plenty of exciting developments in progress.
But the challenge is, how do we fund that? How do we get people excited about the fact that Keys for Kids is doing some amazing things?
But no matter what, Yoder says it's especially important to reach children with the truth of Christ.
Bottom line is, we want them to be our future leaders. And if it's founded on God's word, what a Christian worldview, that could change a lifetime.
Check out all the resources that Keys for Kids has to offer at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.